In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. How are you this morning? Good. You know, today one of the really neat readings, one of my favorite readings of all, in the book of Acts, was about a man named Saul. Does anybody know who Saul is? You do? Who's Saul?
Saul is a persecutor of the Christians, and then Jesus Christ went and told him to come back to him, and then later his name became Paul, and he stopped persecuting the Christians, and he became Christian, and Jesus Christ led his life.
That's right. Very good answer. Right on. And so Saul was this man who used to hurt people, and he thought he was doing a good thing. Does anybody ever know anybody at school that hurts people? Kind of think they're doing a good thing, yeah. And sometimes they think they're tough and they're feeling good about themselves, so they hurt other people. That's not right. Right? Well, what about us? What about us when we do things that are naughty? Do we ever do any naughty things? Have we ever? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Did you say yes? Yeah?
Yes,
that's true. Okay, me too. Sometimes I do naughty things, but I go and confess, and I ask God to forgive me. But did you know that when we do naughty things, it hurts not only the person that you're being naughty to. Who else do you think it hurts? Who do you think it hurts?
God.
Yes, it hurts God. That's right. And do you remember what Jesus said to Saul when he appeared to him? Who do you remember?
Why are you persecuting me?
That's right. And did you know that he called him by his name, didn't he? What did he say?
Saul, why are you persecuting me?
That's right. And how many times did he say Saul's name? Yes.
Two times.
Saul, why are you persecuting me? So what that means is that when we're naughty and we hurt other people, like people at school, or we hurt mom and dad, or when we hurt our brothers and our sisters, we hurt not only our brothers and our sisters, and we hurt not only, you know, the people at school, but who else do we hurt? Yes?
God.
We hurt God. And so God says, Saul, why do you persecute me? And then Saul said, well, who are you, Lord, that I would know? And then the Lord said, I'm Jesus. And then Saul changed his life and changed his ways, and he became one of the greatest evangelists of all times. And maybe one day, if you pray and you do your best to love God and to spend time with Him every single day in your prayers, God will make you just as great, if not greater. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does. Yes, it does make sense. Good. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost two teeth.
Wow, that's a great statement. Congratulations. And nobody had to hurt you to lose those teeth, didn't they?
No.
No, that's good. They just fell out by themselves? Okay, good. So you weren't persecuted then. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. I like your new smile. Smile big. That's good. God bless you all. May the Lord teach us that when we hurt other people, we hurt God. And therefore, let us remember not to hurt other people so that we don't hurt God too. Every time we hurt other people, we hurt God too. Let's remember to be close to God and not hurt God by hurting other people. Okay? Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.